May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our daughter Jill was in town for a recent visit, and a week ago Friday, we took her to Mount Rainier, her first time there. The trails around Paradise were crawling with people like ants on a hillside colony, and so we went further down in the valley to hike the lovely Snow Lake Trail, engaging only a handful of people there along the way, and it was a beautiful and serene hike for us with spectacular views of the mountain. For a couple of years now, Kathy and I have been engaging a spiritual practice proposed by David Stendhal Rast, a Benedictine brother who's written a great deal about the art and practice of gratitude. He encourages using our five senses with intentionality to be mindful of our present environment, to practice presence, and to be consciously grateful for whatever it is that passes our way, what we see and hear and smell and taste and touch. Of course, the sublime backdrop of the great, great mountain invited the practice with some precision. The sound of wind wisping down the glacier face to meet mine, the tinkling of snow-melt streams winding their way into the crystalline green-blue lake before us, the purples of wild lupin, and the orange and blue and red wildflowers that dappled the deep green of an alpine meadow, the fragrant aroma of fresh cedar all around, the taste of cool water on a warm day, and even that relentless buzz of the black flies pestering my legs when I pause to breathe in the beauty or just pause to catch my breath a mile up. All of it was ripe for a grateful heart to feast on. At one point, I took off my cap to wipe my brow, and these two bees immediately were about my sweaty head, buzzing and trying to alight. They had left whatever wildflowers they had been working on and became assiduously interested in me. I laughed when I finally realized that I was wearing a bright blue shirt. I had a rim of fuzzy hair and a bald pate that was literally dripping with sweaty nectar. These Highland bees thought they had come across the biggest damn flower they had ever seen. And they wanted some of this. Now, a brief respite of humor turned to gratitude easily enough, right? Because the bees and I were there, connected in this great dance of nature. I was the visitor to their land, invited to be part of the whole nevertheless, and I was exceedingly grateful. I suppose going to the mountain is an easy place to practice the art of gratitude, but I descended again, as we all must, and then the very next day, the riots and violence in Charlottesville erupted. And for the life of me, I found myself struggling to tease out any glancing morsel of gratitude that day. My heart hardened to stone with anger and disillusion and a chilling sense of cynicism about the state of our nation. Later that Saturday evening, I turned to one of Stendhal Rast's books for encouragement and hopeful redirection as I tried to melt the icy anger. It's The Listening Heart is the book I'm speaking of. I commend it to you if you've been challenged with similar reactions in recent days. A century ago, the great poet William Butler Yeats wrote these words, which seem so apt for us today. He said, "Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. The blood-timmed tide is loosed. And everywhere, the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity." My friends, I believe at the root of every human heart is a capacity for the passionate intensity of violence. And violence longs for nothing more than to be met by mutual violence. It feeds on it. The capacity to violence is in my own heart, and I would suggest in yours as well. It is fertilized by anger and mistrust and cynicism and fear and agitation and alienation and that ripe impulse toward retaliation and vengeance. Violence breeds violence in a tragic circle of tribal madness that cannot see past the wrong done by the other. And yet it is precisely at such times that we most need to practice gratitude if we are to find our way out of this vortex of alienation. I know it seems an odd challenge in the wake of things that have transpired these past several days. It seems perhaps even misplaced in the face of such searing violence. What, pray tell, could we possibly be grateful for? Well, can we see the current crisis as an opportunity being presented to us to do it a different way? In every gift given, there is an opportunity, and the appropriate response for a gift given is gratitude. So gratitude and opportunity come together. Are we being presented with the opportunity to really transform the ways we consider race and division in this nation? If we are, it will take more than tearing down some statues or shouting down those who are fomenting evil. Would we be having this conversation if it weren't making the headlines? And is that something for which we could be grateful? Is there a gift in this moment, an opportunity that you and I can seize upon in hopes that we might do it differently, even if others will not, in hopes that we might be different, refusing to meet violence with violence, to strike the metal of a grateful heart in this moment of truth? What I find so compelling about Brother Stendhal-Rast's writings is that he frames his lines of thought with a well-circumscribed devotion to belonging, that we are all part of the whole and that no one and nothing stands outside the perimeter of this gathering of humanity and of all creation that invites gratitude for the connections made possible just by belonging together. He calls this being guided by common sense, capital C, capital S, common sense, which is really communal sense or even cosmic sense, that we are all connected. No matter how alienated we are, no matter how violent some may be, this is the core truth of our faith tradition. This is the kernel of truth in the gospel today. Of course, it's not easy to embrace this common sense when people spew such hatred and seek to incite violence at every turn. But I am utterly convinced of the merit of trying it. And I am convinced that such a turn is required if real transformation is going to occur in our hearts and in this nation. We can remove Confederate statues all day long, and for my part, I think it's a good thing. We can counter protest with passionate intensity, but we will never really move the needle of transformative healing in this nation one single degree unless we are willing to open the festering wounds of this nation and really deal with them. We've been applying Band-Aids to those wounds for 400 years now, and it seems that we are no less violent or alienated than we've been before. And so I think it is time to try a different way. So how do we do this? Well, Stendhal Rast says, start simply. Start small. He suggests five small gestures that every one of us can do that will counteract violence. First, this day, say one word that will give a fearful person courage. Gratitude expresses trust, and trust emboldens one to see the world differently, with capacity for calm hope. It takes courage to turn from fear. Can you offer that courageous word to someone who is in dread, fear? Secondly, make a firm resolution this day never to repeat stories or rumors that spread fear. The sensational headlines love to do so. It's in our being to want it as well. But resolve to never repeat stories or rumors that spread fear. Gratitude is naturally calming, and resolves to compassion to those who are suffering and hurting. It is responsive, not reactive. Thirdly, make contact with people whom you normally ignore. Violence begins with isolation and alienation. Break that pattern. Make eye contact or engage otherwise someone whom you don't normally see. And be open to the surprise of gratitude that you experience in that moment. Fourth, give someone an unexpected smile today, expecting nothing in return, not even a smile. It takes no words at all to convey belonging if we're really present in the moment and to that other person. And fifth, listen to the news today. Listen to the news. Put at least one item in that news to the test of common sense. That is, find the belonging in it rather than the separation. We ultimately have no enemy but violence. And violence is never a path to peace. Violence meeting violence is never a path to peace. Brother Stendhal Rast wrote, imagine a country whose citizens and leaders are brave and calm and open toward each other. A country whose people realize that all human beings belong together as one family and must act accordingly. A country guided by this common sense. My friends, it begins right here and right now with you and me. Right here, right now. God has seeded our hearts with the gift of gratitude for a purpose. And if we will nurture it, it will change the world. The question is, will we, you and I, have enough courage to upend violence with the subversive gift of gratitude that comes from our hearts. Will we?